A Strategic Decision, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the main pairing, Cody / Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is an alternate universe pirates fic that is part 4 of the series The Sea Means Freedom, and part 1 of the series for Cody Wan AU Fest. Summary. A battle with a Death Watch pirate ship has surprising results. Waxer's just glad Obi-Wan has to do all of the explaining. As Cody's redoer, Obi-Wan had an official place with the crew. It was a delightful change, bringing much more activity to his days. He'd found ways to help before, but it was official now, and more consistent than just, see who needs a hand today. Unfortunately, it also brought challenges. "You don't have to fight," Cody said quietly, as he stared at the ship on the horizon. Obi-Wan fiddled with the spyglass in his hands and considered his options. He'd known, logically, that this was something that would happen eventually. It had just happened far sooner than he'd expected. They'd only been back out to sea a few weeks after wintering in Mandalore, but still, prepared or not, it was time. "I'll not let the men think you married a coward," he disagreed. Cody tilted his chin up. "You don't have the training we do," he countered. "It's not cowardice to know when you're outskilled. If anything, it's my fault for not starting to train you in sea combat the moment you asked to stay." On land, Obi-Wan was a skilled swordsman. It was a point of pride for his familial line to be experts with the blade. But fighting on a ship like this brought variables and differences that Obi-Wan just didn't know how to account for. He wanted to help. Death Watch was a scourge upon the seas. It was one of the few facts that Mandalore and the Republic agreed on. However, he also knew that if he made a mistake, he could rapidly become a liability. That was the last thing Obi-Wan wanted. "We'll need to remedy that," he declared. Smiling gently, Cody nodded. "We will," he assured. Obi-Wan straightened his shoulders. "I will help how I can," he replied. "I promise to be careful." Brushing a thumb along his cheek, Cody nodded again. "Okay," he agreed. "Let's get ready." Dealing with this vessel was a necessity. Cody, as son of the Mandalore, was honor-bound to stop Death Watch pirates whenever he could. They were the worst of the worst, attacking civilian ships and killing everyone on board, regardless of whether or not those people were even trained to fight. Taking slaves, kidnapping children to brainwash to their ways. The worst of it was Death Watch tried to claim that they were the true representatives of Mandalore, and their leader was the rightful Mandalore. The true Mandalorians and the new Mandalorians had plenty to say about that, and none of it was favorable. It was why all Mandalorian sailors had orders to fight any Death Watch ship they came across, unless they were not sufficiently armed to do so. Cody made a point of never being insufficiently armed. He had a duty. The sounds of the ship preparing for a fight were mostly familiar to Obi-Wan by now. He hadn't participated in raids, but he knew what preparations were made for such things. Though this was a little different, he could tell after the first few minutes. They didn't usually prepare all the cannons when approaching a raid. Some merchant companies had orders to surrender to Mandalorian pirates bearing the true Mandalorian colors. They would take a percentage of the goods, but leave the crew alive, and if the crew surrendered, they would do minimal damage to the ship in the process. Some shipping companies had decided that was simply a cost of doing business. Others, though, preferred to fight. When Cody won those engagements, he took a much higher percentage and left the crew of the ship to deal with whatever damage that he and his men had inflicted. And it truly was a win. Cody had a keen eye and was an excellent strategist. He was Commodore for a reason. He didn't make a habit of picking fights he wasn't certain he could win. Making a strategic decision himself, given that he had no assigned tasks for this preparation, Obi-Wan headed to his and Cody's quarters. He needed to collect himself, but also to be sure his sword forms hadn't suffered. Once there, he set aside the spyglass he'd been carrying all morning. Taking a deep breath, Obi-Wan pulled his sword from his belt and slowly moved into the first of the many forms that his grandfather and father had taught him. The quarters he shared with his husband weren't ideal for it, but he would just be in the way up on the deck. He needed to do this for himself anyway, to reassure himself that he wasn't going to just be a liability in the fight. He needed to be of at least some help. Cody found him just after midday and coaxed him into eating. They would all need their strength for the battle to come. "Whatever happens, I'm proud of you for wanting to help," Cody said as he closed the gap to the Death Watch ship. "I know you can defend yourself, but we both know this is different." From the moment it saw them, it had slowed down, clearly looking for a fight even more than they were. It was a touch unsettling to Obi-Wan, but he knew the importance of this. Obi-Wan bit his lip and nodded. Words had always been his primary weapon, but he knew how to wield physical ones too. He had merely never truly cared for them. "I could have gone home," Obi-Wan reminded his redor firmly. "But I chose you instead. I knew that came with certain expectations and responsibilities. This is one of them." Pulling him close, Cody kissed him. "My beautiful Mando Carla Redor," he murmured. "You are everything I could have ever hoped for." Smiling softly, Obi-Wan cupped Cody's cheek. "Likewise, darling, likewise. It's why leaving you was so unacceptable to me," he replied. Another short kiss, and they stepped apart. It was nearly time. Waxer and Boyle were assigned to not leave Obi-Wan's side during the fighting. He hoped they didn't resent it. Voicing that concern was a mistake. "Resent it," Waxer squawked. "Resent being asked to protect the Commodore's Redur, the person he values above everything? Seriously? Only an idiot resents that level of trust. Do I look like an idiot to you?" Well, when Waxer put it like that, Obi-Wan smiled determinedly. "Then let us not fail him," he said. Waxer and Boyle met his words with matching smiles. He was grateful to have them at his side for this battle. As the fighting spread around them, Obi-Wan found it easy to lose himself in the movements of his sword. There was a pistol at his belt, but that was only for absolute last, worst-case scenarios. He was far more comfortable with the sword, and in close quarters, blades did just fine. Obi-Wan focused on each opponent as they came, but not so deeply that he wasn't aware of threats around him. Still, Waxer or Boyle had to step in more than once when a Death Watch pirate tried to attack him from behind. Without them, Obi-Wan knew he would have been in deep trouble very quickly. Ducking a wild swing from an angry opponent, Obi-Wan saw something from the corner of his eye. He couldn't take a better look without, quite literally, risking his neck, so he focused on his fight. With Boyle's help, the Death Watch pirate was eventually dispatched, though far more messily than Obi-Wan would have preferred. But he couldn't shake what he had seen. "There's something down there," he told Waxer and Boyle, gesturing in the direction he intended to go. Waxer shrugged as he wiped his brow. "Likely a hold of some sort," he said. Obi-Wan pursed his lips. That didn't make much sense. "Why would someone go into a hold during a battle?" he asked. Boyle scowled. "Probably a coward too afraid to fight or looking to steal something while the ship was distracted," he said dismissively. There was a lull in the fighting on this end of the ship, but Boyle was keeping a keen eye out anyway. "I'm going to check," Obi-Wan insisted. Waxer huffed, but didn't bother trying to argue. He knew that would just be a futile effort. "Boyle, stay here and shout if anyone looks to be following us," he ordered. With a frown, Boyle nodded. "Thank you," Obi-Wan said. They went down the stairs. Waxer insisted on going first, much to Obi-Wan's annoyance. Just as they reached the bottom, a young voice called. "Don't come any closer!" If Obi-Wan had to guess, the voice belonged to a teenager. A nervous one, by the sound of it. This could very well be the young one's first battle. "I just want to talk," Obi-Wan said, trying to ignore the sounds of the battle continuing above them. A sound of derision met his words. So did a raised blade. "You want us all dead," the teenager accused. Obi-Wan frowned. "Hardly," he replied. "We wish to put an end to the unsavory activities of the Death Watch, but we don't want unnecessary death." Waxer spoke up next. "That's what makes us different," he declared. "We welcome any who wish to turn away from that life, to swear and live by the Rezul Nare, either to live in peace or give honorable service to the Mandalore." The blade wavered ever so slightly. "I was told we would only steal goods," the young one said, voice pained. "I didn't know we'd... But we took people, and now I don't know." Heart aching for this vulnerable young man, Obi-Wan made a choice. "Surrender to me," he said. "Surrender, and I swear to you, you will be dealt with honorably." A heartbeat of silence. "What is your name?" Obi-Wan asked. Another heartbeat. "Din Djarin," the young man replied. "The people that were taken, what will happen to them?" That wasn't something Obi-Wan knew, but fortunately Waxer did. "If they want to go home, we'll take them home," Waxer explained. "If they want a fresh start, they're welcome in Mandalore. A clan will take them in and help them get on their feet." Apparently, that wasn't what the younger man expected to hear. "Oh," Din whispered. Obi-Wan sensed there was something behind that. "How did you come to Death Watch?" he asked gently. Din lowered his sword, whole body drooping. "My village was destroyed by raiders," he explained. "My parents were killed. A Death Watch ship arrived and fought them off. All of us orphans were taken when they left. We were raised in their ways after that." Waxer resisted the urge to snarl. It was an old Death Watch trick. One group would go and attack a vulnerable town. Another would swoop in and rescue the town. And since the devastated town would need help to rebuild, most had no problem letting orphans be taken to people who can give them a good home. The towns never realized what had really happened to those children. Death Watch was very good at brainwashing children. "Din," Obi-Wan said softly. "Surrender. Let me help you." Sizing the boy up, Waxer knew a bit more assurance was needed. "He speaks with the Commodore's authority," Waxer explained. "He has the power to keep that promise." It seemed to be what Din needed to hear. He closed the distance and offered Obi-Wan his sword, and only flinched a little when Waxer took his pistol. He held up keys. "These are to the cells," he explained. "The cells are in the lower hold, but the keys were kept here. I took the chance to come and get them in the chaos, just in case." Obi-Wan smiled softly. "Wisely done," he praised. Din ducked his head shyly. Just then, Boyle called down the stairs. "Fight's over. We won." Obi-Wan smiled. "Come," he said. "Let's go see the Commodore." Waxer groaned. "As his redoer, you get to explain this to him," he declared. Laughing, Obi-Wan shook his head fondly. "I expected no less," he assured. He looked over at the nervous young man. "Though I doubt it's the first time something like this has happened." That earned a snort from Waxer. "Not even close," he assured. They went up the stairs and crossed the deck to where Cody and the rest of his officers were. Cody stared as Obi-Wan approached him. "Make a friend," he asked. "I don't think you quite understand how battle works." Obi-Wan grinned, unrepentant. "Oh, you know me," he replied. "Always have to do things with a bit of flair." Rolling his eyes, Cody gestured toward them. "What happened?" he asked. Squaring his shoulders, Obi-Wan answered promptly. "This is Din. He surrendered willingly, Waxer witnessed it, and he explained to us the very unfortunate fact that there are captured individuals on board that Death Watch intended to see as slaves. He finds himself unwilling to be party to such things," Obi-Wan explained. Cody stared hard at Din. "How old are you, Verdika?" he asked. Din stood up straight. 19, Commodore," he replied. A bit older than Obi-Wan had initially thought, but still rather young. Obi-Wan looked at his husband to see the pensive look on the man's face. Cody considered Din for a long moment. 19 was young enough that, if taken in by a good clan, Din could still get his head straightened out and make for a fine sailor. From the sounds of it, he was already starting to find his way himself. He just needed a little guidance and support. "You will show us the holds," Cody ordered. "Wooly, from now until I say otherwise, Din is in your charge. Din, don't make trouble and everything will be okay. Understood?" Wooly nodded sharply. "Yes, Commodore," he replied. "Din, follow me, please." Din nodded hesitantly. "Yes, Commodore," he said quietly. Cody smiled gently. "Wooly, once everything is sorted, make sure Din gets something to eat. I'm sure he's had as long a day as we have," he added. Smiling brightly, Wooly nodded and gestured for Din to go with him. Waxer and Boyle took that as their cue to go and see over their own post-battle duties. Once they were alone, Cody smiled softly at Obi-Wan. "You saved him, you know," Cody pointed out. Obi-Wan ducked his head, smiling. "He was trying very hard to save himself and others," he disagreed. "I just gave him a way to succeed." He paused. "What do we do with him now?" Cody smiled and took his redoer's hand. We'll be heading for a port to let any of the prisoners go that wish to return home. While there, we'll call for aid to sail the captured ship back to Mandalore. They'll take Din with them. Written testimonies from you, me, and Waxer will go with him. Bavodu Miles handles these sort of things. He'll make sure that Din is placed with a clan that will help him see what being a Mandalorian is really supposed to mean. If things go well, in a year or two, he'll be offered the chance to serve on a ship, he explained. That was good to hear. Obi-Wan felt the last of the tension bleed from his shoulders. He'll get to have a life, he said happily. Good. Nodding, Cody squeezed his hand. We prefer giving ones as young as he is that option, he replied. Unfortunately, not all are willing to take it. We can't help people who don't want to be helped. It was a constant of the world, though a sad one. Obi-Wan had gone into the battle trying not to think about the lives he might have to take. For him, the battle ended with saving one. He could live with that. The end. You put your hand out.